This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The bird has been freed, tweets Elon Musk, a reference to Twitter's logo as he takes control of Twitter, immediately firing three top executives, we're told. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Hours after saying he didn't want Twitter to become a, quote, free-for-all hellscape, two people in the know say Elon Musk has taken over the company, firing the CEO, chief financial officer, and general counsel. The apparent takeover just hours before a deadline set by a Delaware judge to finalize the deal Friday. She had threatened to schedule a trial if no agreement had been reached. On Thursday, Musk stated the reason he acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Biden's voting soon.
President Biden this weekend will join many Americans who have voted early in the midterm elections.
Vote! You got to get out the vote. We can do this if we vote.
The president's been imploring Democrats to do it, and tomorrow he will in Delaware. The White House says a guest will join him, Natalie Biden, his 18-year-old granddaughter and a first-time voter. The president's spending the weekend at his Wilmington home, except for a quick trip this evening to Philadelphia, where he'll raise money for Pennsylvania Democrats alongside Vice President Harris. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Residents of a 14-story oceanfront building in Miami Beach have been forced out of their building by an evacuation order. The city says the structure is unsafe. The Port Royal condominium is on the same avenue where a condominium collapse killed nearly 100 people last year. And just in this morning, you've noticed those higher prices. Well, prices rose 6.2% in September from 12 months earlier, the same year-over-year rate as in August. This is AP News. The U.S. is warning North Korea.
South Korea says North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea in its first ballistic weapons test in 2 weeks. The latest launches come after the U.S. military warned the North that the use of nuclear weapons will result in the end of that regime. South Korea's military says it detected the two launches from the North's eastern coastal Tongshan area around Friday noon. The back-to-back launches, the North's first ballistic missile test since October 14, came on the final day of South Korea's annual 12-day field exercises, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Are you going to watch the Astros and the Phillies in Game 1 of the World Series tonight? And Powerball's jackpot Saturday will be about $800 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.